It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte. Pub Songs Podcast. You know, I made a mistake in the last show. I think I didn't mention that this is my personal podcast. The podcast for Mark Gunn, about Mark Gunn. But I like to promote indie Celtic bands, so I happen to feature a lot of Celtic music as well. I mentioned this because I was looking at the Pub Songs Podcast on iTunes. A listener posted that there was too much self-promotion on this podcast. I'm sorry, but that's what the show is really all about. Yes, like I said, I do like to promote independent Celtic music groups, but it's really my podcast. I have the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, where I'm trying to focus a lot more, and that's what my goal is for this year, is a lot more on everyone else. But this features everything that I do, which happens to be music. It happens to be my Celtic MP3s music magazine. It happens to be my Celtic invasion of Ireland. Basically everything that I do a lot of stuff. My Irish song lyrics website, the Cat Lovers podcast, St. Patrick's Day music stuff. All of this is very Celtic related, but it's also, again, it's all about, not to sound conceited, but it's all about me. I mean, that's the reason I started this podcast. Well, that was one of the reasons why I've taken it the way I have this past year, which is to basically promote my music. And so that's my goal for this show. Now, that said, I set it up into three breaks, and my goal is to try to keep it around 3 minutes in each break. So give you an idea, if you really don't like what I'm talking about, you can always skip ahead and just listen to the music, or you can, you know, go to CelticMusicPodcast.com and listen to some music there. That's probably the best way to do it in any case. And there are a lot of great Celtic music podcasts online aside from mine. In fact, the last show of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, which was the best of 2010, I highlight a whole mess of Celtic podcasts that you can find online. It's well worth a listen. Or you can go over to CelticMP3s.com/podcast, and you'll see the complete list of great Celtic podcasts that there are out there. And I keep them up to date, too, so that you know what is new and what is not. Of course, I do like your feedback, and you are always welcome to email me. You can send it to slancha@markgunn.com, or just follow the link in the show notes. You can post it on my Facebook page. I do have one of those as well. And you can also now start liking, if you enjoy this show, you can like this podcast on Facebook. It'll show up on my Facebook account. And it's a cool way to show your support for each show that you enjoy. Maybe we can find out which ones are your favorite by the number of likes. And so, of course, if you don't like it, if I'm talking too much, you can say, I'm not going to like that show. Best Celtic Folk was the theme of the last show. Today's show is a feature on the best traditional Celtic music of 2010. And the band you heard at the beginning was Poitin with their newest CD, Bofigul Fluky, I guess. The track is called Emily. It features Loch Alton, Mary Sisters of Fate, The Otter's Holt, and The Windmill. It is a new CD. They picked that name apparently because it's representative of all the different, like, first two letters of all their instruments, I think. Like, bouzouki, fiddle, guitar, flute, ukulele? What is that? UKI? I'm not sure. No, maybe it's K. I don't know. In any case, or maybe that BO is Balron. I don't know. In any case, you can check them out on their website, ReverbNation.com, Poitin. And I'm going to jump into some more music. Next up is Abby Green with Bear Me from her CD, Ianni. It is sung in Gaelic by the lovely lady, Abby Green. Bear Me Ho.
Of Kiol, Imo war of near of breeze. is for. Hook me coaches, melem hain. Nogoronic misanach. Mara rakra,
Tommy Branagh's to.
Now, I'm sure that some of you are asking, why are you podcasting today? You said you were going to be in the studio. And, of course, I am. Of course, when I read that comment on iTunes, I just had to, you know, pipe up and let people know. And if you want to help me out, go post a review on iTunes or Zune or whatever. Let others know that you enjoy what I'm doing here, because obviously some people just want to hear music. And if that's going to be the case, I don't know if this show will keep running, because it's admittedly I like promoting the music, but I have enough podcasts. I have another Celtic podcast. I have a Renaissance Festival podcast. I got plenty to promote. So, and people out there actually on Facebook, they went and told me that they enjoy hearing me blabber. And I appreciate it, because I like to do that sometimes. Now, some of the things I've been doing recently, AmericanCelticMusic.com. It's a new website I set up. It's featuring basically a regurgitation, if you will, of content from the Celtic MP3s music magazine. Basically, I'm highlighting all the American Celtic music groups and soloists and whatnot who are on that website and who've offered free downloads and such. And so I'm just basically going through the list and cross-posting them over there. But it's a nice list. And it's a growing list, so check it out, AmericanCelticMusic.com. Oh, and the band that you just heard was Round the House, and I don't know how I missed them for Best Celtic CD of 2010. But as far as traditional Celtic albums, they are a powerhouse. They're out of Arizona, fantastic group. I enjoyed their last album as well, and they have a lot more traditional music too, and admittedly, I love all different styles of music, but traditional music holds a special place in my heart. You look online and you look for Celtic music, and you run across a lot of bands who are saying, you know, okay, certainly you're going to find people talking about the Clancy brothers, the Dubliners, the Chieftains. Those are staples. The contemporary area, you're going to have the High Kings, Celtic Thunder, Celtic Women, and they move into more of the pop genre. I mean, not the High Kings, but they're a little bit more traditional style, but definitely Celtic Thunder and Celtic Women are more the Celtic poppy artists. And then you see a lot of people that are big fans of, you know, the Celtic rock stuff, Dropkick Murphys, Flogging Molly, the Pogues. There's a big mix of music out there. The thing is, I mean, again, one of the reasons I got started in promoting music and such was because I play folk music, and folk music doesn't get the attention that rock music does. Or, you know, if you're already an established act like those that I just mentioned, then, you know, it's just not going to get as much attention. So I wanted to focus a lot more on the less popular groups. However, the less popular groups, their sound is not quite as refined, as polished. So finding that is a difficult thing. And that's one of the things and challenges I enjoy. It's a lot of fun. And of course, I love promoting it. Attention, Celtic musicians. If you are a Celtic musician, and I set up a new newsletter on the Celtic MP3s Music Magazine website, which will allow you to be notified about special things, whatever they may be, maybe compilations, maybe possible gigs. I'm not going to publish it much. I don't have the time to, but I needed a way to announce to the world, to musicians directly about it. And I thought I'd set this newsletter up. So check it out. Go to the link on the website for more details. Let's continue on with some more of the best traditional Celtic music. And Caddy Finlayson fits that to a T. This is from our CD, Irish Coffee. St. Ignatius Jig, Weddy's Hamburger Soup, and St. Ignatius. You can find it at CaddyFinlayson.com. Thank you.
doodle dumble doodle 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 dumble doodle doodle dumble doodle 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 doodle.
I gotta say, I'm a big fan of lilting. I'm really thinking about putting some lilting songs when I record next week. I mean, this week, yeah. That was the Gasman with the Lilting Gasman. That was the name of the track and the CD. It's a really cool little bit. The album it varies a lot. There's some vocals that I don't care for. The instrumentals are solid, but this is a lot of fun. I just love that little track there. And I commend this group. I really fell in love with a lot of the music on that album because of the traditional Irish music sound of it. You know, that's one of the things that I'm also wanting to work on, because Samantha Gilogli, she's a brilliant fiddler out of Boston, and I'm wanting to do an album with her called The Band. Well, the group is called The Band She, if, sort of like The Band, you know, The Band. But this is The Band She, or obviously if you don't know the term Banshee, good Irish ghost of sorts. And so I'm hoping to put that together while I'm out there as well, and maybe get some a traditional music album of mine and Samantha's together, because I love traditional music. It'll probably be a little bit of a contemporary swing to it. It should be a lot of fun. I hope to share tracks of that with you soon. Now, I updated my gigs calendar just today. I have a show coming up, Moonlight on the Mountain, February 5th. In Birmingham, Alabama, put on by the Alabama Celtic Association. Come on out. I need as many people as I can if I'm to get regular shows there or elsewhere in the Birmingham area, which, of course, I'm moving there this summer, so it's not a great opportunity to support me beforehand. And also, day after that, I'm driving to Crestview, Florida for another show. It's a house concert. It's the same place where I did the had a awesome time with some Doctor Who goofiness and sci-fi film. This is going to be more of the Celtic geek avenue as opposed to the Celtic musician, as opposed to the traditional Celtic music arena. I do a variety of stuff, as I'm sure you know, but it'll be a lot of fun. Visit markgunn.com for more details. Also, I have extended the deadline on the Celtic invasion of Ireland. I feel like I haven't done hardly any promotion for it outside of, you know, the little promos at the beginning of the Irish and Celtic Music podcast and the Renaissance Festival podcast. And I really felt like I needed to do something. I needed to extend that deadline a little bit more. And typically, I think people usually start thinking about what they're doing in the summer by February, sometimes into March. That said, I extended the deadline through February. So if you want to take advantage of the early bird special, which will last until February 28th, I think it is, or maybe March 1st is your last day, go to CelticInvasion.com and submit your application to join. There are a limited number of seats. It's currently about half filled up. I still have space, so you are welcome to contact me. And just send me an email if you want to talk more about it. You can send it to CelticInvasion@gmail.com. for some details. And of course, you want to find out more about me, markgunn.com. I have a lot of updates. I'm making regular updates on my website, so it's a good way to stay in touch with me. And of course, I'll be on Facebook. Now, next week, I won't be communicating a whole lot. So if you send me a message next week, it's not going to do much good. So, meantime, I guess that's about it for now. I'm going to finish up with 9/8 Irish, Sally Gardens, and Frank's Reel. From Out on the Ocean. I think they are out of California. Really talented band, and I'm really impressed with where they're going, so keep an eye on them as well. 9/8 Irish. You can find links to all the bands in the show notes, so that's about it. I'm going to talk to you later. Sláinte. Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.
You've always had what it takes to make it happen, and we know the right tools can make it easier. At Strayer University, we're always thinking about new ways to set you up for success. That's why we give you a brand new laptop when you enroll in a bachelor's program, so you can start off on the right foot and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Eligibility rules, restrictions, and exclusions apply. Connect with us for details. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.